Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Roland, would you share a Bible verse about today's topic?
Today I'm going to be talking about grace, so I think instead of a Bible verse, I'd like to share a few lines from the song Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear that hour I first believed.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is God and Intuition. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about grace. We love the song Amazing Grace. Somehow that song resonates with people in some unfathomable way. It plumbs the depths of human experience and is very meaningful to people. Amazing grace. I would like to share the words from the song Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. And what is so beautiful about it is that it is true. We sense, all of us, that we are here at the bidding of God, and He can take our life away at any moment. He gives us time, lots of time for most of us, time to discover, to learn, to make mistakes, and then to see our errors and pray that we then cry out for real answers. Some people don't. Somehow, I don't know why, but some people do. They cry out for real answers, and God answers. And how does He answer? By turning up the light. How many times over the years have I used the example of the dimmer switch in your dining room? Maybe there's a chandelier over the dining room table, and you have a dimmer switch where you can turn the light up or turn it down. You can make it a gentle warm glow, or you can make it bright, and any setting in between. Well, we live in darkness. We live in darkness. And in this gloom, we stumble around. We make a lot of mistakes. We don't understand what's going on. Things go wrong. And there's tragedy and suffering and confusion and misunderstanding. And we suffer and we try to make things right, and somehow we seem incapable of it. And then we pretend, or we shove everything under the carpet and live on, at a very shallow level. But at some point, God turns up the light and shines the light into the gloom of your dungeon, and then you begin to see. You begin to see. And the first things that you're going to see are your errors. You are going to see, and how often have I said this? I'm just giving it as an example, but it's a good one, and it's true in many cases. Probably the first thing you'll see is that you resented your mom, or you resented your dad, and maybe you resented your brother or your sister, or you resented the kids at school because they were cruel, or some bully, or a teacher who had favorites. So there's a lot of resentment in you, and you have to see that. And the resentment often began with your mom or your dad. Sometimes your dad for being angry all the time, but more than likely your dad for not being there for you. And now You see it, and you're sorry about what you see. You regret, and it's a helpless kind of a sadness. You realize that you can't change anything. You can't change yourself. You can't make yourself right. You're just sorry. That's the beginning. And that is proof for you, immediate proof for you in your life that God exists, because he has shown a light upon your wrong, and you suddenly see your own wrong and you regret what you see about yourself. And it's also proof that God is good, because when you see your wrong, you also see that he doesn't hate you. He doesn't judge you. He doesn't condemn you. He just wants you to see your wrong so you can be sorry and be reconciled again to what's right and forgive other people and not hate them anymore. Wouldn't that be so sweet? That would be the sweetest, most wonderful moment of your life.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with principles of Christian stress management for over 34 years. So if you are stressed out, you will want to stay tuned to Shedding Shackles.
And you know that he's good. You know what he cares about. He cares that we don't hate people. And he cares that you stop resenting people and hating them. And then after that, you start to get better. That's all. So you see all of that in a wordless way as you're weeping, as you sob. You see your poor old mom, you hated her. Now you see that nobody ever loved your mom. And your dad, you hated him. But he never found a way. He lost it a long time ago. Whatever your mom needed from him, he didn't have it. And he didn't have it for himself either. And life was tough. He went through a lot of things you didn't know. But you judged him harshly. But now, you see, he couldn't help himself any more than you can help yourself. See, now you can see you can't help yourself. You don't want to yell at your kids. You don't want to resent your husband. See, but you do. You can't. And somehow, you can't seem to help yourself. Well, they couldn't either. So forgive. Let it go. Make it unimportant. All right. You judge them harshly and probably unfairly. And maybe they were rotten. Maybe some of you had rotten parents. Most of your parents were good, were decent, halfway decent. They did the best they could. But they messed up. All right, they messed up. Big deal. You've messed up too. But if God turns his light up so that you can begin to see these things, then now light is in your life. And from that moment forth, see, but now instead of rejecting the light, instead of avoiding it, instead of denying it, see, instead of calling upon pride and the tattered garments of pride to support you, you let it all go. And you just see yourself for what you are. And that's the beginning of salvation for you.
Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian stress management could help. Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station? You'll be glad you did. Once again, that's Shedding Shackles every weekend on this station, or 24/7 at sheddingshackles.com.
Now, getting back to how I began, I said I was going to talk about grace. Do you see now that it all depends on God's grace? Amazing grace. You've heard the song, and yeah, it's cute enough or nice enough. So I talked about how it resonates with a lot of people. Okay. But for some people, it doesn't resonate. You hear it and you think, well, that's okay, but it's not that great. I don't know why everybody wants to hear it. To you, it's kind of boring. You know, you don't get it. All right, you don't get it. It's because you don't get what grace is. And probably you have to experience, see, now you live under God's grace. See, but you don't know it. Maybe you know it theoretically, but you don't really know it. But when you really sense it, then you know it. See what I mean? So grace, so what is it? Okay, maybe this will help. We have a term in the English language, a phrase. We have a phrase. We talk about a grace period. All right, so you get a new credit card, and maybe for a year, you don't have to pay interest on things. Okay, that's a grace period. Or you buy something, and you have a month within which to make your first payment. See? Or you are renting a property. Let's say you're renting somewhere, and you have to pay the first of every month, you have to pay, but there's a grace period. In other words, if you're a little tardy, they don't charge you interest. See what I mean? It's a grace period. It's so beautiful, a grace period. Well, God has given you a grace period. And the grace period for you is the length of your life. That's your grace period. For many people, it's 60 or 70 or 80 years. A grace period of 70 years. That's very nice, that grace period. All right. So that's what grace is. And what else is grace? It's graciousness. We say she's very gracious, or he was very gracious. It means that they're kind, forgiving, merciful, compassionate. See? And they're not harsh. They're not violent. They're patient and kind. See? So it's also that. So those two ideas together give you an idea of what grace is. Well, God is very gracious. God is very gracious. Now, we live at the bidding of God. And maybe now you can understand, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. See? Yeah, we've known fear. We've known our father's anger or our mother's tongue. We've known the schoolyard bully's cruelty or the gang's cruelty or the peer group, how they could be cruel. We've known that. See? But this is a different kind of fear. It's a sober acknowledgement, a sober realization. You realize that every breath you take, every day, every hour, every second that you have is at his allowance. I can't think of the right term. At his permission. And he sustains you. He sustains the entire universe, and he sustains you with life. He gave you life and time. Time for something. Some of you have a sense you are around longer than you deserve, and there must be a reason for it. He's giving you extra time. Reminds me of the story about the guy that went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "I've got some bad news for you." The guy said, "What?" The doctor said, "You've only got 1 week to live." The guy said, "Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. And you know what, doc? I can't pay you right now." The doc said, "Okay, I'll give you another week." Well, the doctor gave him another week. But you know what? God has given you another year, some of you many years. Take advantage of those years to find your purpose in life. Now it's time for you to sober up a little bit and begin to live more thoughtfully. That's it. And the more you live life as you ought, the more joy you will have, the more peace of mind you will have, the more of a sense of happy innocence and freedom you will have, like you had when you were a little child. You will have more of that when you live properly. And it gives you more time to see other areas of your life that God will make you aware of that need to be, justification and repair. See, you've always tried to fix yourself. See, one of the things that is, there are several things that have blocked you from progress. One of them is you, is your pride, your stubborn pride, and your unforgiveness and your hardness of heart. Okay, so let's say your heart starts to soften a little bit and you begin to see. The other thing that has blocked you is that you've always tried to fix yourself, to make things right. You've meddled in your kid's life, and that didn't work out. You've tried to fix yourself, and that hasn't worked out. Your resolution's never worked out for you. So you just have to see that you cannot, you know, Christ said, who can turn one black, white hair black or add one cubit to his or her height? You can't do it. You need God to do it.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, Christian stress management on the radio for over 35 years. Are you stressing out? Have you tried Roland's free Christian meditation? Check it out today at sheddingshackles.com. Did you know that Roland has written over 20 books? His latest book, Sleepwalking Christians, is available now at amazon.com. Roland's book, Sleepwalking Christians, is also available as an audiobook. Just visit amazon.com and type Roland Trujillo in the search bar.
See, he's the one who created you. He made you. See, you are a special, human beings are the pinnacle of creation. Everything leading up to a human being, this very special being, part heaven and part earth, part spirit and part matter. The intersection of matter and spirit created for a purpose. And the human being is created in the image and likeness of God to know him, to learn of him, to discover of him, to marvel and with awe and wonder at what he has wrought, and to live a joyous life forever. See, drawing closer to him, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And yes, human beings were meant to live forever. But right now, we've fallen pretty low, haven't we, as a human race and as individuals? And created in the image and likeness of God, we don't seem to exhibit a lot of that, do we? We are mean, selfish, spiteful, judgmental, resentful, vindictive, hostile, impatient, two-faced, and we tell lies. That doesn't sound anything like being in the image and likeness of God very much, does it? And yet we are. So something has obviously gone wrong, and it has to be fixed. And he can fix it because he's the one that made you.
We're guilty of a lot of things. A Shedding Shackles Minute. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. We're guilty of denial, of meanness, of impatience, of saying things that we don't know if they're true. Or you secretly sense there's something not quite right, but you go along with someone. The only thing that can take away that burden is God. You see, your kids are suffering. Your family is suffering. Something is missing. Let your soul cry out to God silently. The first thing you will see is your own wrong, that you're impatient. Don't duck it. Some of you, because of your rages and seeking to get rid of the symptoms, took drugs or alcohol and did too much. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
And you need to be reconciled. You need a new nature. You need to be reborn. You need all of that. In Christian parlance, you hear about that. It is true. Those words describe what it is that you need. But it has to actually happen. And he makes it happen. And he makes it happen when you get your ego out of the way and stop trying to play God. See, if you go around judging other people, you're playing God. See? And the only way you know God is through the guilt that you acquire for judging other people. And then through the evidence of the ruined relationships and so on that you see as a result of playing God. So it is necessary that you see that. Fortunately, you don't have to have an advanced degree or study. You don't need anything other than to simply see. Look, God gives light, and he gives, let's say, a bunny rabbit, or the squirrel, or your puppy. He gives them eyes so they can see. He gives them sight so they can see in the light, okay? And the bunny rabbit doesn't have to do anything but see. The bunny rabbit doesn't have to have some elaborate thinking process or study. All it needs is just to see. And for we humans, yes, God gives us eyes, earthly sight, but he also gives us a soul whereby we can perceive spiritual truth. You can see. You can realize. You can say, aha, I see my mistake. Now I see. I get it. He gives us that. Now listen again to the words of amazing grace and see the deep meaning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. All you need now is to keep seeing in his light and take it to heart. Perceive and take it to heart. Realize, understand, and take it to heart. And watch. Watch and wait upon God for him to reveal things to you. And he will. He will reveal them to you. And the most wonderful thing that you have is this ability to see and to realize, and then to change from what you see and realize. He gave you a heart. See, remember in The Wizard of Oz, the scarecrow that wanted a brain, and the cowardly lion wanted courage, and the tin man wanted a heart? All right. So you need a heart. Do you need to see and take it to heart? You have intuition and you have a conscience. You can see. All right. And you can understand. And when you see you're wrong, you can regret it. And when you see something sweet, you can appreciate it. And when you see the marvels of the universe, you can look at them with awe and wonder. And when you see another human, you can have compassion. See? So you have all of that. That's all you need. And now let God go to work on you. Let him go to work on you. And if you see that you don't have, you're somehow not in the light, somehow you're not getting that light, then ask God for light. What did David say? See, David, he had the right idea. He had a right attitude. See, that's what you need. You need a right attitude. Who was it who said, your attitude determines your altitude. Well, that's true. You got to have a good attitude. You need a new attitude, all right? And one that doesn't spring from, looking forward to a meal or a gift or something like that, but one that springs from within that you don't give yourself, a new attitude. And it begins with being more forgiving. That's how your new attitude starts, being more forgiving and not being resentful. That's how it begins. But with this new attitude, see, then you'll stop rejecting the truth and stop trying to be the truth. And then truth will dawn and it can then begin to change you. All right, so I've said quite a bit. I began by talking about grace, and grace is there. God's forgiveness is there. You've already been forgiven, but you haven't received it yet. You've been blocking it somehow. So see that that may be the case and wonder about it and go about your life. See, go about your life, do your duty as a mom, as a dad, as a student, worker, whatever you are, and wait and watch and call upon God. The cry of the soul is silent and without complaint. Call upon your Maker. Cry out to your Maker to, in His grace, to give you more light. That's what I began to say. David said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, and restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." All right. So he messed up. David messed up. We've all messed up. All right. So we've all messed up. But now what? Now cry out to your Creator for help, and He will help you. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.